Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Back to all your Eagles calls in just a couple minutes. And a big thank you here. We got to give to our friends at PDQ Signature Systems and Slices Pizza in East Falls. They brought us some lunch. Hugh, this food is delicious.
Yeah, it was real good, man. I like the, what was that, the boneless chicken wings?
Yeah, they're good.
You know, we're not, as men, you know, that's not the, our go-to. You got to get the bone in, but they were really, really good.
Did you have the regular buffalo? Because they told me there was mango habanero, but you're not a big
those
spice
are good.
Guy.
I had a
did
couple
of those.
They're pretty good.
Was that the ones like with the glaze on it?
Yeah.
They weren't overpowering.
Oh, well,
they
that's
were
good.
Pretty good. No, it wasn't like an overpowering spice. They were really good.
Everything was good. They brought steaks. They brought pizza. They brought me an eggplant sandwich here, which is
that's
delicious. Everything is good. If you run a food business, you need to talk to our friends PDQ Signature Systems. And if you're around East Falls, stop by Slices Pizza for some great food. In fact, head over right now for have some lunch. It is time for us. It is noon on Friday. You know what that means. It's lunch, but it's time to talk to our guy, Scott Fransky, sponsored by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm, as the Phils win a big series out in Milwaukee. Scott, how you doing?
Scott. Doing great, guys. How we doing?
Pretty good, Scott.
Well, we're good. We got a win over the Cowboys last night, but, you know, we're still yelling about things. That's what we do around here. But, Scott, at least the Phillies are making us happy. Scott, that was an impressive series victory in Milwaukee, and just the whole – it felt – like, the intensity I felt watching those games was October-ish. I mean, that first game, the back and forth, the comeback. And then yesterday, I mean, that was great pitching by Ranger.
Terrific. I mean, Ranger gets some traffic on the bases, but, man, he can get out of some jams and really, really pitched well. I thought he was terrific. I really did.
Well, he was, and the Phillies really have bounced back since what happened last week against the New York Mets. And Scott, one of the things that has been evident is has been Ranger and the other pitchers since they left New York. It feels like the pitching staff here, Christopher, Ranger, they've pitched pretty well. I mean, and they have to without Zach Wheeler. But I feel like Ranger specifically, since Wheeler went out, has pitched his best baseball in a while.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and, you know, he talked about it, that first start back at home. I guess that was against Washington, I think, or no, Seattle, when, you know, right after the news. And he said, you know, it's time for me. I really need to step up. And he's done that. He looks really, really sharp. Command has just been impeccable here of late for Ranger. And again, I know there's some traffic on the bases, and there's some, you know, there's some soft hits and whatnot mixed in there that get you into some situations. But all in all, he's pitched great. And, you know, to match Freddy Peralta yesterday, 0-for-0 was really impressive. And, what was a, you know, important game to win a series on the road against a team you might face a month from now. So who knows?
Scott, talk to me a little bit about how much of a shot in the arm Harrison Bader has been for this team, and with the defense, with the two platoon things and all of that. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it just makes such a difference to have one guy out there in center field. I mean, you talk about championship teams, they're strong up the middle. And, you know, the Phillies, I think they have their blueprint, you know, going forward right now with the way Harrison is swinging the bat. He brings a lot of energy. He's a smart player. He's a winning player. He does everything defensively. He's been hot offensively. That may not stay. It may not be like that all the time, but it's allowed the manager to really just plug him in center field every single day. You know what you're going to get defensively. He's making, you know, getting big hits at the bottom of the order offensively. And, it allows, you know, Rob to kind of, tinker with the edges, you know, the corner outfield spots based on matchups for, you know, each and every day. But the center field looks like it's locked down right now.
Yeah, Scott, let's talk about the edges, the corner outfield spot. Yesterday before the game, and it was against a righty, and it was the two lefties in the lineup. It was Marsh in left, and it was Kepler in right. Topper was asked, you know, this really looks like it's a double platoon, left and right. And the left one we knew about. That's kind of been that way for a while. But the right field one, that feels like it's been there, just no one wants to say it fully out loud. And now it's hard to say anything, but it's a platoon. What's your thought on how the Phillies have handled it? Because I think they're doing the right thing right now based on what they're getting out of Kepler and Castellanos.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's too many other ways to go. Rob was kind of pointed. He said, hey, if you guys want to call it a platoon, go call it what you want. That's fine by me. He said, what I'm trying to do is put the best lineup each day out there. He said, now is the time just for winning. And that means having to, you know, make changes in the lineup on a daily basis based on, you know, the matchup of the pitcher that particular day. And more than anything, I think it's based on who's hot right now. And, you know, Kepler's been swinging a pretty good bat, and he's probably going to play against most right-handers the way it is right now. And obviously that means a loss of some at-bats for Nick Castellanos. I don't think it's unheard of that he would start again against a righty, you know, here and there going down the stretch. But I do think you're going to see a lot of Max Kepler out there.
Scott Fransky with us here on a Fransky Friday as we talk about a Phil's team coming off a series win in Milwaukee. They head to Miami tonight, and then the Mets come here next week for a big series. Scott, let's talk about Aaron Nola. He's the one guy on the pitching staff that right now I think we're worried about because it's just not looking right. I heard you the other night talking about his outing, and it really, you framed it interestingly because you look at overall, it's like that wasn't good. But the first five batters, they all score. And then after that, if you look at his game, it was good for the next five innings. Where do you view Nola right now? Because they need him to get right to use him in the postseason.
Yeah, they do need to get him right. There's no doubt about it. You can say what you will. And again, I framed it that way because, again, you're talking about five innings of one-run baseball. And he pitched really well after that. But you can't ignore the fact that it's a 5-0 game at that point or a 6-0 game at that point. And everybody plays a little bit differently when the game gets out of hand one way or the other. It's just human nature. So it's been a real struggle. And I think two starts ago we saw the velo was back up. Three starts ago his stuff looked really crisp. I mean, really crisp. It was as good as we've seen him all year. Three nights ago, not as good. I still think there's little tweaks going on mechanically that he's trying to center in on, staying, on top of the baseball and driving down through the zone. I think you look at his fastball and it's just everything is thigh high and above. And that's not the kind of pitcher Nola is. He needs to be down around the knees. And when he does that, he's pretty successful. And I think that's a real product of being able to stay on top of the baseball, stay behind the baseball with his delivery. And I still think he's going to start a game in the postseason. Unless something drastic happens between now and the end of the season, I still think he's going to be one of the starters for the Phillies, you know, if they need four starters in a playoff series.
Well, you would think he would be, and especially with the lefties they have, that it would make sense to me to mix a righty in between one of them. So, Scott, we anticipated it'll still be Nola, but if it's not, Taiwan would be the next guy up. And then the name on my mind now, I'm interested, is what do you think they're getting here in Walker Buehler, who's now down with the Iron Pigs, but I imagine he's going to be up here soon, maybe to take a start or two. He's a guy that's had tremendous postseason success. Now, he didn't pitch well in Boston this year, but one of the better postseason pitchers probably the last 5 or 6 years. What did you think of that signing and when we might see him here?
Well, what I thought of the signing was it's a good, low-risk, high-reward kind of play. And maybe he does turn out to be something that they can use down the stretch. I know it's not been a good year for him. I know he spent a lot of time on the phone this week discussing things with Caleb. He's looking for things the way he wants to feel, and Caleb's trying to give him some things to work on when he goes out. He's going to start for Lehigh Valley. He's going to start a week from tonight for the Phillies at home against Kansas City, assuming the plan stays the same. There's no rainouts or anything, you know, changing the plan, but it sounds to me like he'll get that one start. After that, it remains to be seen. I think a lot of it will depend on how he looks, how the other guys are feeling, whether the Phillies feel like they need to give guys extra rest, how they might want to line it up for the final 2 weeks of the season, that kind of thing. But yeah, I mean, I'm intrigued by it. I know, you know, again, like you said, he's got a lot of postseason success. Even last year wasn't that great during the regular season, was pretty good during the postseason. So it could be one of those plays that gives you a lot of value. For very little risk.
Scott Fransky, let's end with this. The Phillies are in Miami this weekend, and then we all know what's next week. The Mets come in here for 4 games. So right now the Phillies have a 6-game lead. Obviously those games are important for the Phillies to hold a lead and kind of get closer to clinching a division. But, Scott, how important do you think next week is psychologically for the Phillies? Because you look at the way the bracket is set up, and if they're the 2 seed, they're going to play the 3 versus the 6, and that looks like the winner of the West against the Mets in the first round. So we could see the Mets right away in the first round of the playoffs if the Phillies do get the 2 seed. Is it as big of a deal as we make it out to be? Do you think the Mets are a thing to the Phillies, or have we just made that a big thing because the results have gone the wrong way a lot this season?
I mean, I think you probably have to say it's a little bit of both of what you're talking about. I mean, I think that's got to be in their heads a little bit. I think it's more so about going to New York than it is playing them in Philly. But again, if you face them in the postseason again, like you did last year, you know, they came in and stole a game in Philadelphia, the first game of the series, won with the ace on the mound. They rallied late. They got the win. And they're a really powerful offense. So I think more than anything, to go out there and pitch well, some timely hits, play well in the series, I do think that goes a long way towards not only improving their confidence, but maybe knocking the Mets down a little peg and not letting them feel those good vibes that they felt, you know, this time last year when things were really rolling and when they came into CBP and stole that game one.
No doubt. It's going to be a big one. Phillies, Marlins this weekend, and the Mets come in for 4. Scott, we appreciate it as always. Have a great weekend, and we'll be listening.
Have a good one, Scott.
All right. You guys don't spit on each other, please.
Okay? No, we don't. We don't believe in that, Scott.
No, we're
even
anti
that. A lot of other people do. We're not spitters.
All right, boys.
Thank you, Scott. There we go. Scott Fransky with us. Hugh, that's – go ahead.
Speaking of that, never mind. I shouldn't bring it up because I might not. Never mind. Yeah. I'm going to leave it alone.
Self-edit?
Yeah.
A little self-edit.
That's a self-edit.
All right, one more quick thing on the Phillies, then back to your Eagles calls. Hugh, the Phillies are 6 up, okay? So
yes.
Next week, barring something drastic, I still think the Phillies are going to win the division, and I don't think next week is really going to change, right? The 6 up's a big cushion.
Mm-hmm.
They have to play at least decently against the Mets from my psyche.
Mets, man. They
from my psyche.
I tell you what. They don't... Well, they do have to beat the Mets, in my opinion.
They need at least a split next week.
Yeah.
At least a split.
Yeah, it has to be one where you're not getting sunned. And you know what I mean by that? Like, you know how you said, guys say, you're sunning me?
Yep.
Like, you treat me like a little boy? You can't let the Mets little boy you. Because they have little boy you.
Well, and if you look at the way this looks like it's going to end up with the bracket, the Phillies look very likely to get the 2 seed. And Hugh, the first, that would mean they'd play the winner of the West, probably with the Dodgers. Dodgers-Mets. I mean, like, it's hard to avoid them. So we'll see them here next week. Phillies in Miami. tonight against the Marlins this weekend. And you're right, Bader's been awesome. I mean, that catch he had yesterday in the ninth inning, great. They got a well-pitched game in a range. It was a good series win by the Phillies. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls. Your reaction to Jalen Carter, I would suspend him for next week. If it was up to me, if I was Sirianni, he wouldn't play next week. Where do you come down on Carter? Jalen Hurts, the offense, the defense, the A.J. Brown stuff was just wild. We'll come back and we'll talk more about Kevin Petullo, his first game as Eagles coordinator. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everybody know Jack Daniel's Tennessee whiskey is my favorite whiskey. And my folks at Jack Daniel's just dropped a new flavor. It's called Jack Daniel's Blackberry. It's the real deal, folks. A smooth, sweet taste. Perfect to enjoy with friends. I like it straight. Also had it in the locker room punch that they made the other day with the berries and the Sprite and everything. That was great, too. But I definitely like it straight. It has a bold, vibrant taste and an aroma of creamy vanilla, toasted oak, and a hint of honey. It's going to be my new tailgate drink this season, people. Jack Daniel's Blackberry, coming soon to your local fine wine and good spirit stores. Celebrate responsibly.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here. You know what? I haven't looked at the Twitter question. I'm going to guess, though.
What you got?
Well, we put up the Twitter question, should the Eagles suspend Jalen Carter? And I'm going to guess, because obviously that would hurt the Eagles.
They're going to say no, 70%.
They're going to say no. I mean, I know. A Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet. You learn about and schedule your evaluation at PI Dental Center. .com. How should the Eagles handle Jalen Carter discipline? two choices here. Now, you threw a third option in here, which is I think is a good one no matter how they approach it, which is to get him some help. But two options. It's done, move on, right? He got the ejected last night, so that's you could just say it's done there.
Mm-hmm.
Or suspend him for this Chiefs game coming up. 85% say it's done, move on. 15% say suspend him. I'm going to be fascinated to see how they handle this, just because last year, for what they said was missing a meeting. Now, who knows? Maybe he missed 10 meetings. Maybe it was one. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they suspended him for a quarter of a game. This is worse than that.
Yeah.
So is it a quarter? Is it a half? Is it nothing? I don't know what they're going to do.
The Eagles, to me, they're one of the greatest, if not the greatest, organization in football and I think professional sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I look at their commitment to the community and what they've done for autism and how much money they've raised for autism. I understand that that is different, and you're supposed to allow a player, like he's a grown man. I get that. And you're paying him a lot of money. But to me, this is bigger than football. I mean, and I'm being totally serious now, because there's a pattern here that we're overlooking because he is such a dynamic player. But to me, this has the potential of derailing a dynamic player's career because he can't control himself. Like, I'm listening to what Dak said. Like, John Randall. Remember telling you a story about John Randall? I was telling you in the break about how John Randall would hype himself up for the game and use that for motivation to go out and have a hell of a game.
Yep.
It feels like Jalen is doing the same thing, but he's channeling it in the wrong way. I listened to what Dak said, and he was going through the progression of how it happened. He said he spits all the time on the field. He said he wasn't going to spit on his lineman, so he spit in the direction of Jalen Carter. And Jalen asked him, "What, are you trying to spit on me?" And he said, you know, he cleaned it up, but he probably said, "Why the heck am I, why would I spit on you?"
Right.
And Jalen took that as he got offended, and he spit on him. You know what would have been better to do? Beat their ass between the lines on the field and talk trash to him there and dominate the game in a way that we've seen you do in the past. We didn't get a chance. Like, we got robbed last night of seeing what could have happened if you would have channeled it that way as opposed to the way you channeled it. You know what I mean? Because here's the beautiful part about that, Jalen, if you're listening. Dak was going to be on the field every time that you were on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And during the course of the game, you could have got your get back all game. You had 60 minutes to get your get back. Punch him in the stomach if you want to. If you want to be violent, you could have did it within the realm of the game. You know what I mean? You could have did it in a way where you could inflict pain on him in the game. But instead, you spat on him. Because instead of you using that spit towards you as motivation, you needed instant retaliation. And here's the thing. You was about to get it. The game was about to start. They had the ball. So if you would have waited just 10 seconds, hell, you could have got right back at him. You could have beat the guard and the tackle and went back there and dumped him on his head if you wanted to and called him all kinds of names if you wanted to, if you channeled it the right way. To me, this is bigger than football. This is life lessons, man. And the pattern that he's showing or following is a scary one. Marcus Hayes, shout out to Marcus Hayes, because when he asked a question, it resonated with me in a way that I'll never forget. I remember when I was sitting in the HR office, Joe, and they were talking to me when I got fired,
mm-hmm,
about how aggressive and how intimidating I was and how small it made me feel. And I remember going to Dr. George James and him telling me that I need to adjust that and change that. He needs to do the same thing.
Let's hear that again. If you missed it earlier, Marcus Hayes asking this question to Nick Sirianni last night about what you could do to keep Jalen Carter in check. Here it is.
So what do you think you can do to keep Jalen from doing this? I mean, he's had a history of, he's got two fights last year. You know, he seems to have a habit, and he doesn't seem to be able to control himself when provoked. Is there anything you can do to stop him?
Yeah, like I said, everything that we do is going to be held in-house. Again, he knows, and we needed him out there today, and he wasn't out there against a really good offense. I was really proud of the way the guys stepped up and played. You know, to give up 20 points against a really good team, a really good offense. I think, again, I can't – they got good offensive line. Dak Prescott's a really good quarterback. Two really good wide receivers, a really good tight end, two running backs that can make plays with the football. I thought BY came in and had that strip, which was huge. Again, goes back to when we win the turnover battle, good things happen for us as a team. And we, you know, we talked about that at halftime, and then the other halftime that we had that, you know, they, because I know Coach Eberflus does a really good job of preaching, coming after the football, and I thought they had some good strip attempts, and our guys did a good job of carrying it, and, you know, we got the one out, which was all the difference in the game, in my opinion. And, you know, I thought Jordan got some good pressures. Morrow, I'll have to watch the tape there, but I know he played stout in there. Gabe Hall came in and gave us some good reps, but we need Jalen Carter on the field, and like I said, we'll keep everything in-house, but we have to get all these things corrected as a whole. As you guys know, I want them – you see how I coach with emotion, and I want them to play with emotion, and that's what I kind of say all the time is, but you have to do it within the rules of the game because we need everybody out there to help us be successful.
Let me throw this at you, Hugh. I thought about this last night. And we had a discussion earlier in the offseason, and I think there's two ways to view it. One is the like the talent perspective, and then two is the mentality. They had a lot of defensive penalties last night. Mm-hmm. And obviously the Jalen Carter thing was its own separate thing. But Nolan Smith got called for a taunting. You know what I thought about last night? I thought about how young they are on defense.
Yes.
Who's the grown-up on that defense, right? Like last year they had Josh Sweat, who'd been around a long time. Brandon Graham, who's been here forever, right? Darius Slay. They had some vets that were around 30, if not over 30. And I look at this defense right now, and I'm like, man, they're talent. There's some talent, right? Like, Jahad Campbell showed us he could play last night. Mm-hmm. I think he could play.
He did.
They've got talent. But who is the guy that's going to say to Jalen, or even Nolan, and I don't think Nolan plays out of control, but he had a bad moment last night. Who's going to say, like, we got to calm down? I don't know who that is.
Maybe Reed Blankenship. It all depends.
Maybe.
Like, here's the thing.
Is that Reed's personality? I don't know.
Here's the thing. This is my personal take on the Jalen Carter thing. I don't think nobody knows how to communicate with him. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, and I keep saying this because it's bigger than football, because there's a pattern. And, you know, I know you want to suspend him, but it has been shown that taking something away from him doesn't help the situation. This is bigger than that to me. It's one of those things where you need to sit down and try to, I'm not saying change the way he plays on the field, but you need to learn how to identify certain situations and channel your energies better. That's it. That's all you have to do. And if you do that, who knows where that could potentially take Jalen Carter.
Yeah.
But as far as trying to rein him in, I don't think anybody knows how to do that because they don't know how to reach him or communicate with him, you know. And I know people are on the internet talking about, you know, well, you're the same cat that, you know, got in a fight with Teal. That was 20 years ago. I'm on my grown man stuff now, and you probably need to get on your grown man stuff too if you can't comprehend the conversation that I'm trying to have, because this is a real conversation, because we have a generational player that in order for us to get to where we ultimately need to be, we have to have him on the field. So we have to figure out a way to help him out as a human being and a football player. Because we're sitting here debating whether or not we're going to suspend this guy for spitting on somebody because he can't control himself.
Yeah, and beyond this, the Eagles are, what, 8 months away from maybe giving him
a huge contract.
Like, once you get a contract like he's projected to get, you're not just some guy anymore. Like, No. You're one of the faces of the franchise. You can't be spitting on someone.
And you need to handle yourself accordingly. Like I said, I'm sitting in that HR office, and that man broke me down like a shotgun because he was like, you're intimidating. You're too big for that and all this other stuff. And it made me feel small. And I remember, and after that phone call, Michael Strahan called me, and I'll never forget it. And he said, Hugh, the same thing that makes you a great player on the field works against you in the real world. Because I'm just going to keep it a bean, you're a big black dude, and when you get upset and you get passionate, it's different than when a white guy does it. And that's a fact. That's a fact. So I am perceived like, when I get upset and I start yelling and screaming, oh, Hugh's about to lose it. It's the same thing with Jalen Carter. You have to control that because that makes people uncomfortable. And you can't, I'm not telling him to change who he is, but you have to understand how that's perceived. And it's all cool when it's on the football field, when it's being done to help your team win. It's not cool in the real world. No. It's not.
Well, it's not. I mean, clearly, it's what happened last night was I'd be embarrassed if I worked for the Eagles. Like, if I'm Howie, if I'm Jeff, like, we can't have this. I mean, number one, they almost lost to a team they're better than because he was on the field last night. Number two, just can't have it as a face of the franchise, one of the faces of the franchise. 215-592-9494. We'll get to Sirianni, what he said about Kevin Petullo's first game coming up. First, though, at least we get to talk to him after a win over the Cowboys. Cowboy Jim up on WIP.
All right. Before we get to how proud I am of the Cowboys and Dak,
God, this is so sad.
Joe, it wasn't a blowout. You was right, so he deserves an apology. Correct?
No, I'm not apologizing to you,
Cowboy Jim. I'm definitely not.
There's
that.
No way that happened. Also, if I had known Carter wasn't going to play a snap, perhaps I wouldn't have felt as confident.
No, it wouldn't have changed anything.
It would have changed something.
Sirianni had a lot of praise about the Cowboys. Maybe you should listen. Listen, about this Merle thing, listen, I do the charters, Merle's on there, so I've gotten to know Merle a lot over the years. Do you think I'd get a slap on the wrist if I walked up to him and spit on him?
I think never be on a charter again.
I think Mike Quick would get up and knock me out, as everybody else would knock me out. So, Merle, come on. Spitting is wrong in everything.
Yeah, we can't do that. Yeah, I disagree with him on that.
And I'm sure Hugh, while he's watching the game, Sanders fumbled. Oh, I told you they would win. CeeDee Lamb dropped the ball. I told you they would win. That's how I see it. Is that how you see it, Hugh?
When you say Sanders fumble, what?
He's saying that knew they were going to win.
Yeah, I did.
Even though there was a couple plays that dictated the game.
I mean, I never felt for a minute that the Dallas Cowboys were good enough to beat the Eagles. I thought they were good enough to play it close because they're going to come in and they're going to play above their station. And it kind of played out. What I thought it is,
and
Jim.
There it is, 12:30. No, that's number 15.
I'm saying, but Jim, think about it though, because your guy CeeDee Lamb would have went off for like over 100 yards if he'd have made those last two clutch plays, but he fell off.
Yeah.
I mean, it could have been close to him. He dropped the ball. Those are big drops.
And I'm proud of the classy Cowboys. I'm very proud.
Stop.
But the fumble, the drop passes.
Might be the biggest example of how sad the Cowboys are. That's enough, Cowboy Jim. He's proud of his team after a loss in Week One. Proud? That's how far the Cowboys have fallen. That you're proud that they came in here, competed like the little engine that could. Derek is up on WIP. Hey, Derek.
Yo, what's up? Yo, real quick. So with the Jalen Carter thing, mm-hmm. I'm not going to go back and forth about the spitting because spitting is wrong, right? But the only thing that I don't like, this is really with you, Hugh. Like, you're saying, like, Jalen Carter, you want your grown man now. Jalen Carter, like, 23 years old, right? So at 23 years old, your mindset was nothing like it is right now. So how can you expect his to be that way? You understand what I'm saying? So you're like saying he needs help and do this and do that. Like, I don't know, but have you ever, like, sat down and talked to him? And then y'all saying, like, it's a pattern, right? That's his first time being kicked out of a game. Right?
No, it's not, Derek. It's not his first time.
What game did he get kicked out of?
He had to sit down. Which game was it? We had to sit down the first quarter.
So
Falcons game.
Yeah,
right?
Because he missed the meeting, though.
Right,
because he missed the meeting.
But hold on, let's just go through it. Because Marcus asked the question last night, and you're bringing it up. So in the last year, he was suspended by the team for a quarter for missing a meeting. Right. Okay, that's one. In the Saints game, 2 weeks later, he and Sirianni had to be separated on the sideline.
I know all that, though. Right, I asked you what other game has he been kicked out of.
The pattern of behavior isn't just kicked out of games. It's a pattern of Then let's go to the Steeler game. The Steeler game in December. The refs missed a call that would have changed the game on a Steeler punt.
He punched the dude in the face.
He punched a Steeler player in the face, and they totally missed it. He could have been ejected from that game. The ref just didn't see it. Like, so we have a player now. Derek, if he didn't get ejected last night and he spit on Dak, it's still the same thing. He punched a player. He spit on Dak. Like, he did these things. One of them they saw. One of them, obviously, they didn't. Derek, what if it's a playoff game? Like, at what point are we going to say – he has to. He's
I'm not
too
saying in- that he's. Listen, you're taking what I'm saying. All I'm saying to y'all is, right, instead of sitting up here making it seem like he's 40 something year old Jalen Carter, right? He's 20 something year old Jalen Carter, right? You're saying he don't sound remorseful. He That's got a- up there. He owned it. He didn't deflect, right? He could have said, Dak spit towards me. That's why I did it.
He did say that. He said, there's a video out there.
He said
you guys.
For y'all to see.
That's him saying, right? But that's him saying, go look at the video. Dak did it first.
That's what Dak said. Dak said he asked him. He said he asked him, why did he spit towards him? And Derek, the reason why I say what I say as an older man is because I see the pattern. The dude, this ain't just because he's a Philadelphia Eagle. He's gotten in trouble in Georgia. He was a Georgia Bulldog. I lived in Georgia. I heard stories about some of the things that he was doing in Georgia. That's why I feel
as a kid, though, right?
Derek, could you please listen to what I'm saying? He is a child, no question about that, and he needs help. He does it, to your point, because he's a child, he does not know how to handle his emotions. So when you have a child that doesn't know how to handle their emotions, you get somebody that allows them and helps them to sort through those feelings and learns how to control those feelings or channel those feelings. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that he's crazy, but he needs somebody, a life coach or whatever you want to call it, that's going to help him channel those emotions that keeps him out of situations like that.
I understand what you're saying. I just, like I said, he's just a young player. The spitting thing was a total violation. Like, if they suspend him for whatever amount of time, like, I'm not going to say what he deserves, what he don't deserve. I just feel like he's a young player. He's on a young team. And when you're young, like, you're going to do young bonehead stuff. And hopefully it don't hold him back from reaching his full potential.
Derek.
But I'm just not going to sit up here and, like, you know, make Derek. It seem like he's like a cannonball and he don't have no sense. He got
Derek.
Plenty of sense, bro.
Derek. Now we're here. We try to talk around it. This is the same young man that before he came out of college had another incident where some folks died. Because he was racing with them, Derek. Derek, I was in it. Yes, I have, Derek. And by the grace of God, listen to what I'm saying. And by the grace of God, nothing happened to me. Nothing happened to me. But the point I'm making is this. You're not listening to what I'm saying, Derek. You're not listening to what I'm saying. Because you're making excuses for a man because he plays for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm talking about life stuff. I'm talking about his life. What if he would have died? We wouldn't even be having this conversation. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Listen to what I'm saying, Derek, with all due respect. If this young man needs help, it ain't a shame to get no help. You trying to make it seem like we trying to vilify him. I didn't come on here and do that. I came on here, the first thing I said was you shouldn't suspend him. I said get him somebody to talk to. And you're trying to justify it in your own way. I'm trying to down the man. No, I'm trying to help him be
Eagles,
a better person.
The Eagles are a first-class organization, right?
Yes.
So the Eagles would know or think that, man, this kid needs some help. Let's get this kid some help. You're the one that said they're a first-class organization. I didn't say that. You said that. So now we're playing semantics.
Now we're playing semantics. He needs some help.
No, Derek.
He needs some help. I'm on here talking about it. You're talking about football. I'm talking about life.
It's just, Derek, it feels to me like you're downplaying someone that doesn't make good.
Can we take a time out?
Can I just say, Derek, hold on. But guess what we have? We have his actions. In life, you are what you do. You are what you do. And he does not make good choices. I mean, Derek, this guy would.
You can overcome him, though.
Sure, but no one said he can't, Derek. But at some point, like, why are you defending him? Can I say this? No, stop it.
How am I trying to make him out to be a monster, Derek? What did I say that made him into a monster?
You said, he's had all these incidents. I lived in Georgia. Derek, what did I say?
What did I call him a monster? He has had these incidents. What are you missing about what I'm saying?
Derek, no one wants to make anyone out to be a monster. And people make mistakes in life. And they can be forgiven. And when we all move on. Derek, he was sued for leaving the scene of a car crash.
Let me do something, Derek. She was a coach.
Derek, I want to finish the statement. Don't cut me off. He was sued for leaving the scene of a car crash where someone died. Okay? There's a pattern of behavior here, and I'm not saying last night is like that. Nobody is, Derek. But obviously they have a player here who is not making good choices. He is too. I don't want to hear he's young. They're all young. Half the team's 24. I mean, if we talk about them as they're trying to win a Super Bowl, you can't say he's young. Jalen Hurts is young. He acts like he's a politician. He's acts buttoned up every.
And you make fun of that.
No, I don't make fun of the way Jalen Hurts acts, Derek. Derek, I don't make fun. We talk about his play. I like Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts is an adult.
Yeah, all right.
Derek, Jalen Hurts acts like an adult.
I do the show every day, bro. So you're able to tell me what you
know
say.
What? Well, no, you know what? Just hang. Bye, Derek. Bye. I mean, I don't have the time.
Well, I just can't. I can't do the young thing.
I can't do that. I can't do that with you today. I respect you as a person. I think you're a great caller, but this ain't to me. Me in particular, this is way beyond football. And whether you want to hear it or not, Derek, you're talking about football. I'm talking about life. I'm talking about trying to get this young man in a position where he can channel his emotions so that he doesn't get in any more trouble. That's what I'm talking about. You talking about football and all this other stuff. I'm talking about a young man who has made some questionable decisions. I never once said he was a monster. I said he was a great kid. He just needs to channel his injury. But you're stuck on the football aspect of it. I'm surprised at that, especially coming from you. With all due respect, that surprises me that you would take that stance in a situation like this.
I know we're all Eagles fans, and we tend to just defend our guys. He spit on another player last night. I disagree with what Merrill said earlier. He should have clearly been thrown out of the football game. And I would suspend him next week. And if you're afraid of losing a game to the Chiefs because of it, I'm sorry, get over it. We got bigger fish to fry. There's 17 games. I don't know how to send the message. I'm not a football coach. I'm a fan. Hugh has a great thought to help him in a different way off the field. I'm just saying, if I was Sirianni, he's not playing for me next week after this. 215-592-9494. All right, your phone calls here, and we did promise we'll hear about Petullo, what Sirianni said. Man, Kevin Petullo got off the hook last night. It was his first game as a coordinator. They didn't score the last, like, quarter and a half, and nobody cares.
Hey, nobody tripping. They won the game.
Yeah, they did.
The Dallas Cowboys.
I actually thought some of the stuff was good early on. Oh, we'll talk about Petullo, your phone call as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
The Labor Day sale is on at the Mattress Warehouse, and it's your chance to score the lowest prices of the season. Right now, you can save up to $1,000 on best-selling mattresses from Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Sealy, Purple, Casper, and more. Plus, up to $700. They'd be mad at me if I said $700. Off adjustable sets, that's the adjustable base that I'm talking about. People, it's the thing that can make your bed go up, down, vibrate, and all that other good stuff. Do what I did and visit Mattress Warehouse today and sleep better tomorrow. The Labor Day sale is on all month long. Now at the Mattress Warehouse, shop the entire selection and find a location near you at themattresswarehouse.com, themattresswarehouse.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We won last night. No worries. Wasn't close or anything. I told you so. Douglas isn't here today.
Gonna be up.
You know, I just I heard from a source that was in that suite last night that you were really laying it on thick.
I was.
I told you so, Douglas.
I heard because I said I was gonna do it here.
Yeah.
So I did it there.
But you've done it here upwards of 15 times.
And when
times.
I tell you
15,
they looked at me with daggers, and then that's when I came back and said, "But we're gonna win." I said, "Go Birds," and everybody, "Go Birds."
Oh, so the same daggers that the callers had yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah. I just had, you know, I was having a great time. It was a great time. I had a great time fellowshipping with the people that I fellowshiped with. But when I made that announcement, they kind of looked at me like they were a little upset.
This bleeping guy?
Yeah. Like, I thought this was an Eagles.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
Cowboy Douglas over here. All right. You said you had a great time. I had a great time watching Kevin Petullo's offense in the first half. Second half, not so much. Let's hear Sirianni after the game last night on the first game with Kevin Petullo as the play caller.
How do you think Kevin handled his first game offensive
coordinator? Man, I mean, the first half, right? I think what you saw, first half, we three possessions, three touchdowns. So obviously a really good start. Can't start much better than that. I thought he called it really well. Again, the communication. Kevin and I have been together long enough and through all these things where the communication was great. We did what I wanted us to do in certain situations, you know, in game management situations as far as run, pass, or set up or whatever that is. You know, Kevin's calling it, but obviously we talked through a lot of those things and we were on the same page there, and I thought he did a good job. You know, I think both offenses struggled a little bit coming off the long break, and the defenses kind of stepped up, and on both sides of the football, there wasn't any scoring after four, I think it was 4:44 left on the clock when the clock stopped. So, you know, we'll go back and look at that, but, you know, I think Kevin did a really nice job of, you know, calling the game the way the game needed to be called today. But again, you have to go back and look at the tape and reevaluate everything. But I got a lot of confidence in Kevin and the job that he does.
Hugh, how would you grade Petullo's first game? It really almost was two games. The first half, they scored 21 points. I thought I saw some creative things in the run game. Mm-hmm. They had a couple pitches to Saquon where, like, Jalen looked one way and then pitched the other. I kind of liked what I saw, the deep shot to Dotson.
Mm-hmm.
Second half, they scored 3 points. Saquon didn't do much after halftime, and only 24 total yards from AJ and Devontae combined. What'd you think?
Week one, you got the win. There's a lot that you have to do better. You're going to have to, like, you're not going to have games where that performance is going to win you the game.
Yeah.
Especially when you talk about the teams that you're going to potentially, well, the teams that you are going to face.
Chiefs next
moving
week.
Forward.
Yeah.
You're going to have to push the ball down the field. You're going to have to figure out a way to get AJ and Devontae involved. And you're going to have to figure out a way to sustain drives a lot better than you did. So, for the first one, knowing what we know about the rivalry, the fact that it's the Cowboys, banner night, and all this stuff, I'll give him a B minus.
I was thinking the same thing. I some people were more down on Petullo. I think a B, B minus.
I mean, I was thinking C, but I was thinking that because ain't that Adoree gave himself a C?
Yeah, it was so better than that.
It was better than Adoree.
Yeah, it was better than Adoree.
Adoree messed up C's for everybody else, so he got to get the people that you would get C's actually. They get B's now.
So the one thing I think to note and to keep an eye on, and I mentioned this during the pregame show last night, I'm just not sure. Like, when you say A.J. Brown didn't do anything, you're like, what? Come on, this coordinator. You think the coordinator and Hurts, right? It's their fault. How does A.J. have a game with one catch, one target? I don't think he's running like we're used to. I saw this stat this morning. Hugh, there's a stat called separation win rate. Like, how of your snaps out there, how many times do you win, right? Like, let's just use CeeDee last night. CeeDee Lamb got open a lot, right? He won his route against, you know, whoever, mostly, you know, Adoree Jackson a lot. So they have this stat, a separation win rate, how often you win your route in coverage. They gave A.J. Brown a 0% last night. So CeeDee Lamb won his route on 25%. George Pickens won at 18%. Devontae won at 9%. So they were kind of open that often where the ball should have went to them. They had A.J. Brown down at 0. I'm just not sure he's...
Is his hamstring still bothering him?
Something's off. And it's a continuation, Luke. Last year at a hamstring, down the stretch, the knee, and now
missed a lot of training camp.
I know.
If they get back Wednesday and he's a limited participant in practice or did not practice, that's going to say a lot.
I agree. Yeah, and I think at times last year we were like, "Come on, Jalen, AJ's wide open. You got to." I didn't feel that last night. I didn't think he was really open. Let's go to Black Gritty, who's up on WIP. Hey, Black Gritty.
Hey guys. So first things first, shout out to you for doing the work. Because you ain't been moving furniture a long time. You made up with T.O. You let Merle do his talking. I'm proud of you, Q.
Man, what am I going to say to Merle? Like, seriously.
You ain't saying a Mammy Jammy thing. Because 50% of me is with Merle, too, okay? I the fan of me is with Merle. I remember when the 49ers came here with Black Air Force Ones on, and I wish I had a Carter out there to bark at somebody in the yard, okay? So I hear what you're saying, Joe Giglio, but I'm not suspending my dog. I'm going to reel him in. I'm going to go tell him, hey, that thing might cost you $50 million. And if that don't tune him up a little bit, then I don't know what will. But I need him out there on the field. Let me finish talking to Hugh. Hugh!
Yes.
Since Kyle in here, I'm giving you back 3 sacks, brother. You said the game was going to be close. You told him so. You knew football. You know everything. You don't let him take nothing.
I'm just trying to tell you, man. It's that third eye, man.
I'll give him 1 sack back. He gets 1 sack.
That grid is that third eye, man. I got vision.
Kyle ain't here. We give him back 3 sacks, Joe Giglio.
Nope.
Shut your Mary Jerry mouth. Now, Joe Giglio. I need my dog to hunt, okay? They keep talking about dogs. You part of the dog thing. Real quick, I had a dog named Red Man. Everybody in the neighborhood was afraid of him as a kid. He was like one of my friends. And my friend walked him all the time. We'd walk him. And one day, he looked at Red Man. Red Man looked at him. And I swear, hey, white boy, he must have jumped 9 feet. And Red Man lunged to bite him, ripped the underarm of his shirt. And the dog never bothered him. But one moment, that dog might snap on you. That's Carter. Somebody do need to reel him in. We need an emotional support player. You can't just let him roam around on the field by himself. Somebody got to be attached to that. I need Big Dom, a player. Like, you know, I see Dom roaming all the time. I need somebody to be with that man at his hip to be like, hey, Big Dog, you see that star up there? Look at that star. Like, just distract him for a second and get him back to karate time. Because Joe Giglio, if he's not out there next week in that game, I'm reading up for these Chiefs fans, Joe Giglio. I need to get this work done. And I'm going to hit him in his pocket, and I'm going to sit him down and talk to him a long time. And I'm going to get him some help, Hugh Douglas. I appreciate you and your third eye. You know football, brother. And guess what else, guys? We start the game off right with that George W. We got a George W.
You got that George W.
Yeah, we did. We got the win.
I'm just trying to bring the life back up. Y'all was in here fighting in the cage with Derek, boy. Derek, watch yourself. You need some therapy, Derek. Call somebody. Call that guy.
I got love for Derek. I got love.
We do love Derek. He was wrong today.
I do too, but he was wilding out.
He was.
I thought you guys have a great day. George W.
All right, there he goes. Black Gritty. Yes, the win is the most important thing. They got that last night. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's get to everyone's phone calls. Also, you got to hear from Lane Johnson. Lane is usually pretty direct. What he said, what he had to say about Jalen Carter's ejection last night. You hear from Lane Johnson next to your phone calls. And you know what we got to do in the 1 o'clock hour. We got to hear from you people. We'll see what side they're on of all this today. And we got a guest to take. Week number 1 in the NFL rolls on. That's all coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.